Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Dalin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Ziva Gahagon, Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells us, Misha Yushtei Kidei Edim Me'idos Eisai. We have a person that has two groups of Edim that are giving Edos about him. Elu Me'idim Shenazar Shtayim. This group of Edim, Reuven and Shimon, are saying that this guy accepted upon himself two periods of Naziras. Ve'elu Me'idim Shenazar Chamesh. And this other group of Edim, Beryl and Shmerel, are saying that he took upon himself five periods of Naziras. Beshameh tells us, here we have a contradiction between these two groups of Edim, the Ein Kan Nezirus, and there's no Nezirus here at all. This is considered Edos Muchashes, it's contradictory Edos, and therefore we throw both of them out the window, and this guy doesn't have to be a Nazir at all. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Yesh Bechal Chamesh Shtayim, included in five is two, which means that these Edim are agreeing that this fellow has to be a Nazir for two periods. They're only arguing about the other three, and therefore, Shei Nazir Shtayim, he has to be a Nazir for two Nezirus periods. Moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, the beginning of this Mishnah is very similar to what we had in Maseches Nedarim, because a person making himself a Nazir is a type of a Neder, therefore we're going to learn about different Hilchas Neder over here. The Mishnah says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, if a fellow says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Vishama Chaveira and his friend heard, Va'amar, and he said, Va'ani, and me also. And then another guy heard, and he said, Va'ani, and me also. And it could be a whole bunch of people did this. Kulam Nazirin, all of them are Nazirim. And in this scenario, Hotur Rishon, Hotur Kulon. If the first one found a Heter for his Neder, the Chacham did away with it, so all the subsequent ones are also Mutter, because the only reason why their nether has any kiyum is due to the fact that it was based off of the first guy's nether. But when it turned out that his nether was uprooted meikara, it was done away with from its source, that means that they don't have a nether of Naziris either. It's kind of like knocking down the first domino in the row, all the subsequent dominoes fall down. However, hotar ha'achrayin, if the last one found a heter for his nether, ha'achrayin mutter v'kulin asurin. Only this last one's mutter and all the other ones are still usur, meaning they still have to be a nazir because the last one doesn't have anything to do with the first one. On to another situation, amar harini nazir. Let's say a fellow said, I'm going to be a Nazir. V'shama Chaveira and his friend heard, V'amar, and he said, Pi kepiv usari kesarai. My mouth is like his mouth. Just like his mouth is not allowed to drink wine, I'm not allowed to drink wine. And just like he's not allowed to cut his hair, I'm not allowed to cut my hair. So I raise a Nazir, the second guy's a Nazir. And that's a valid lashon, it's a valid expression of Nazirus. Another situation, this time having to do with husband and wife. Let's say a man said, Harini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. V'shama Ishtai and his wife heard, V'amra, and she said, V'ani, and me also. Meferet shalav v'shalai kayam. He could be made for her neder, he could do away with it, and his would still be valid, even though her neder is totally on his. Since he's not saying anything about his neder, he's only talking about her neder, he could do away with it and say, I do not agree with this, I do not approve, and therefore you're not a Nazira. I am, but you're not. However, it's not so the other way. Let's say she said, Harini Nazira, I'm going to be a Nazir. Vishama Bailan, her husband heard that, V'amar, and he said, Va'ani, and me also. Eino Yachal Hafer, he's not allowed to be made for her neder anymore. Because the moment he said he's going to be a Nazir, and that was because she said she's going to be a Nazir, that's considered affirming her neder. And the moment a husband affirms his wife's neder, he's not able to be made for it anymore. And therefore, since he can't be made for her neder, his neder is valid as well. And he also has to be a Nazir. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.